Good on this afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, up to a half inch of new snowfall should begin around 4 p.m. this afternoon, a high temperature near 22 degrees, wind chill values as low as 1 below, east wind 5 to 9 miles per hour. Tonight, snow mainly before midnight, a low around 7. Wind chill values as low as 0, northeast wind gusts as high as 18 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 90%, and new snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches is possible. And on Friday, partly sunny with a high near 22, a north wind 5 to 8 miles per hour becoming west in the afternoon. And in the news for today, in a partial report from WPR News Online, the Natural Resources Board voted 6-1 on Wednesday to approve a drinking water standard of 70 parts per trillion for two of the most widely studied PFAS chemicals. Marcy West was the lone dissenting vote in favor of the DNR's more restrictive standard. The agency proposed a threshold of 20 parts per trillion as recommended by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. After heated debate, members appointed by former Governor Scott Walker sided with industry lobbyists who questioned the science put forward by state health officials and the DNR's economic impact estimates. The regulation approved by the board is in line with the health advisory level of 70 parts per trillion issued by the Environmental Protection Agency in 2016. The chemicals have raised concern among residents because they don't break down easily in the environment. Multiple studies of people living and working in areas with high PFAS levels have shown links to serious health effects that include increased risk for kidney and testicular cancers, thyroid disease, and fertility issues. The chemicals have also been tied to reduced response to vaccines, the report from WPR stated. In the La Crosse area, PFAS contamination has been detected on French Island in the town of Campbell in municipal wells, private drinking water, and groundwater. Often across the state, PFAS has been found outside of municipal airports where it is used as a fire retardant. In Dane County, the Air Guard and City of Madison are jointly responsible for remediating PFAS contamination around the airport adjacent base at Truax Field. PFAS contamination in soil and groundwater is a costly problem facing a growing number of communities around Wisconsin, including Marinette and Eau Claire, which have also had issues with PFAS cleanup. In Viroqua, incumbent Mayor Karen Mitchell, who announced she will not seek re-election for that position in this April's general election, has also made the decision to withdraw from her campaign for the State Assembly's 96th District. Citing physical and mental health concerns, Mitchell has asked the citizens of Viroqua to throw their support to Justin Running, who is now the sole candidate for mayor. Mitchell, who would have run as a Democrat, was also set to challenge Republican incumbent Lauren Oldenburg for the Assembly seat. No announcement has been made by anyone else who might step up to challenge Oldenburg. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.